G'day, Rav Yontef. Now, what's the whole Indian of staying up Shavuos night? Yeah, we all know that Am Yisrael need to be awoken from Matan Torah and to be metaken that we stay awake in anticipation for Matan Torah Shavuos morning. But there's got to be more, because if you take even a brief glance around Shacharis, you're going to notice that more often than not, the Olam is nodding off to sleep. At least Am Yisrael was there for Matan Torah. They might have been sleeping beforehand, but at Matan Torah they were present. But us, we tend to pregame, we're learning the whole night, but then we miss the party itself. So there's got to be more to it. Now, we know that many have the minig to say Tikkun Leil Shavuos, which is a brief scan through all of Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, Mishnah, Zayar, and more than that. First three and last three psukim of each parsha we say it along with a few other selected parts. Same with Nevim and Ksuvim. What's the idea behind that? So there's a famous story that the Dubna Magid and the Vilna Gaon were in the same base medrash while Leil Shavuos. The Gaon began saying Tikkun, and the Magid opened up the Gemara and started learning. The Magid explained the difference between him and the Gaon as follows. When you walk into a craftsman's shop, he has all the items that he makes on display. Now that item is just a dugma. It's a sample of what he makes, because each item really needs to be customized for the customer. So the Magid said, you, Vilna Gaon, are the craftsman. You know Kol HaTorah Kula. You could suffice by just a quick scan of the entire Torah by saying Tikkun, for you know what each thing you're saying represents. Now I, on the other hand, said the Magid, I don't know any Torah, so I have to begin with one Masechta. Now I've also heard the story precisely the opposite. The Magid was saying Tikkun, and the Gaon opened his Gemara. The Magid explained that when a tailor makes a house call to the customer to sew him a new garment, he brings many samples of material to get a general idea of what there is to offer. But when the tailor goes back to his shop to begin the suit, he only chooses one style of material. He doesn't make it out of little samples. So you, Vilna Gaon, are the tailor. You own the shop with all the material. You know Kol HaTorah Kula. So you can just take out one Masechta and begin creating a beautiful garment. I, on the other hand, I'm like the customer. I first need to see what there is to offer before I can choose what to focus on. Now, whichever version of the story you like better, it's clear what Tikkun is. It's a sampling of the entirety of Torah, a little te'ima, a taste of the Torah HaKadoshah. Now, the Zohar famously says, Torah da kutsha brichu. Torah is Hashem, and the Medrash says that Shavuos is the chasan of Am Yisrael. Torah is our life, it's our bread, it's our water, it's our very sustenance. We live and breathe Torah. So the night before we receive the Torah, we aim to show Hashem that we have a true ratzon, a true desire and tshuka to live a life of only Torah. So we give up our comfortable bed, give up our sleep, and spend the entire night immersed in Hashem. And everyone's done this multiple times in their life. It could be anticipation for a trip, someone coming to visit, a big move the day before a big game, a new school year, a new job, something like that. You can't sleep because of the jitters, nervousness, anticipation, excitement, and a mixture of them all. And that's the idea of staying up Shavuos night. Now, Tikkun Leil Shavuos is another way of expressing to Hashem how much we truly desire to know all of Torah, so we sample a little of this and a little bit of that. And right after this powerful night of growth, we immerse in the mikvah, expressing in yet another way how we want to become new and fresh, reborn as a person surrounded by Torah and infused with Hashem. So now when davening starts, it's a totally different ballgame. We aren't exhausted just waiting to get home to get a little bit of cheesecake, which is definitely important. We're excited. We're finally here. We're at the chasana. So with all this in mind, Shavuos night, this year we should be zeicha to uvo chulam bevris yachad and bring Mashiach tzidkenu b'mher v'yameinu. Everyone should have a wonderful Yontif.